Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Is there any story that you heard from somebody that left such an impression on you that you just couldn't forget about it afterwards? When I was about 10 or 11, I was at a large family gathering, and my grandmother-in-law was also there. I'm using the term grandmother-in-law to describe the mother-in-law of my aunt. My grandmother-in-law used to live with my aunt and her husband. When I met her at this family gathering, she was in her early 80s. She was such a good storyteller, and she used to tell us a lot of interesting stories. Her voice wasn't loud, so you would have to listen to her very carefully. But once you did, you wouldn't want to stop listening to her. She was that kind of a storyteller. One story that she shared with us in that family gathering was particularly interesting. It's been more than 5 years since my grandmother-in-law passed away, but this story is so vivid in my heart that I have decided to capture it in a story photograph. I hope that you will enjoy it. A grandmother's cautious walk. This is a story I heard from my grandmother-in-law, that is, my aunt's husband's mother, when she was around 80 years old. One afternoon, she was walking down the street by herself. She had visited the post office and was now on her way home. It was a warm, sunny day. The air was fresh, and she felt good and proud of herself for walking on her own. Suddenly, a car approached and slowed down behind her. She felt her body become tense. Why did this car suddenly slow down behind me? She continued to walk briskly without looking back. The car followed her. Now she really freaked out. She remembered the recent news story of an elderly lady getting kidnapped. Could this be one of those cases? She thought to herself, and walked even faster. She was determined to protect herself from any harm just when she heard a familiar voice. Granny! Granny! She stopped and listened carefully. Granny! Granny! The voice was coming from behind her. It sounded very much like her daughter-in-law. When she turned back, she saw her daughter-in-law waving from the car through the open window, desperate to catch her attention. Good Lord, you finally noticed me! Come quick inside! My grandmother-in-law was too surprised to say anything. She followed the instruction and climbed into the car. Her daughter-in-law was on her way back home from an errand. I called you many times, but you kept walking away from the car. Her daughter-in-law was upset. She looked at my grandmother-in-law in search of some sort of explanation for her mysterious behavior. My grandmother-in-law finally opened her mouth and said in a small voice, I thought I was going to be kidnapped. When she told us the ending of this story in a family gathering, the whole room roared with laughter. I, in particular, laughed so hard that this story found a permanent spot in my memory.
Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.